I read recently that some major concert promoters are trying to upgrade their food offerings. The goal? To use produce for vegetarian menu items that's grown within 100 miles of each venue, and to assure that all the meat offered, from burgers to chicken tenders to hot dogs, comes from only certified humane, Global Animal Partnership, or animal welfare approved certified meat producers. An encouraging idea, I thought, but when did eating at large rock concerts become a thing?
And they've got beautiful fresh stuff, so... Oops, and there's my timer again.
Cynthia Vogel is getting ready for dinner and a show, but at a much smaller venue. She and her husband, Ernie Blackwelder, have hosted house concerts in their home at the end of a Champaign, Illinois street for the last 5 years. Artists like the Bottle Rockets and Peter Case have serenaded them in their living room, with guests sitting on the floor, on the stairs, or wherever there's room. Home-cooked food from gardens, CSAs, and farmers markets is a vital part of these gatherings. She and her husband provided food for the first couple of concerts, including Cynthia's still very popular sesame noodles with greens. But food has since started coming in from the outside, not from a caterer, but from their guests.
And I don't know if we even asked for, you know, food initially. You know, I'd kind of make stuff, but people were used to coming to our house for potlucks, and they just kind of brought things, and it just sort of grew. It just sort of grew. And somehow the potluck is one of the, I mean, it's as great as the music.
Tonight's musical guest is Nashville-based singer-songwriter Phil Lee, an old friend who's stopping by to play and to eat on his way to his next tour destination. He's a character, Cynthia told me, as the band tested speakers and moved around extension cords. In addition to a guest musician, there's also a guest cook in the house, Cynthia's friend and inveterate house concert attendee Sue Davis. Sue managed to wrangle a special homemade corn dog recipe from a friend for the occasion and brought that, along with a couple of deep fryers and a bunch of locally produced hot dogs. They're also offering some Sonoran-style hot dogs. Those hot dogs, made especially for the show by local butcher Josh Boyd, will be wrapped in bacon and served on Mexican buns called bolillo. They'll be smothered in refried beans, onions, tomatoes, mayonnaise, cream sauce, and some cilantro, with a charred jalapeno pepper and jalapeno Cheetos on top. Sue's aim, besides filling bellies and introducing people to new food concepts, fostering connection, the analog kind.
It's more, again, like I've said before, hearkening back to community and trying to bring together people and like a overwhelming, compelling feeling that you need to connect with people in a day of digital where all you see is and hear from people is online. And here you meet people you've never met before, and you connect with them, and you say, here, share my food, share my music. And it's almost like sharing a little piece of your soul.
Working with food and working with music are both creative acts, requiring trial and error to get them right. Improvisation, jam sessions, if you will. When it's good, it's really good. It's one of those things you wax romantically on about long after the show or the meal is over. Bringing homemade food together with live music in a setting like Cynthia and Ernie's, it adds more to everyone's experience. You enjoy some music with your food, or some food with your music, if you prefer to see it that way.
With all the woman I love, she's twice my size. She's a big brown woman, big round thighs.
For In My Backyard, I'm Lisa Braltz.